Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner, thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's been a while since our last talk, but there's been a lot going on in Emery County.
Yeah, we had a lot of events in July. I know it's crazy for everyone, 4th of July, 24th. Hopefully everybody had a chance to enjoy family and enjoy our country and our freedom. And a few events that happened. The county fair was fantastic. We had some good events. We were able to get the community together. And a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while able to rub shoulders. And so I think it's really good for our community that way. And then we had a catfishing tournament in Green River. It was fun. A lot of participants, I think there were over 180 that participated in the catfishing tournament. There were some big fish caught. I think the biggest was right around 27 inches. And then we had the Southeastern Utah Livestock Show. And I think everybody remembers the fire that happened. So that had to be moved from Farron to Castledale. And so it was great to see the people put it together, the committees, the cities working together to make sure that that event happened. And it was a full slate of stock show, and it was just fantastic. So a few events that had passed since our last meeting, but those were great. And then one coming up is the Cole Country Classic Baseball Tournament, will be held at Huntington Complex. This is for 8 years old to 14 years old, the different age groups. So that'll be a good activity coming up and a good event. So those were some of the things that were happening.
And that Cole Country Classic, it always brings teams from across the state. It's a huge event for local baseball. So props to you guys for getting that going again. And then the stock show just kind of speaks to the resiliency of the people of Emery County. Because, I mean, most other places you'd see them give up. But no, they were able to quickly turn that around after what was a devastating fire.
Oh, devastating. A historical building. You know, we've had stock shows there for a long, long time, and when that caught fire, I believe it was a week or two before the show, everybody put their heads together and the partnerships and just collaborated to make it happen. So it was pretty cool to see how that all worked in a short amount of time. So just proud of our community for doing that.
And then there's something pretty big going on in Huntington right now. There's a new building going up in Huntington right now. And can you just kind of explain what this new building is? Because I know a lot of people a little confused by what it might be.
Yeah, so you may see a lot of dirt work there in Huntington, on the south end of Huntington. So that is the new Senior Citizen Center building for Huntington. We will use that building to do our Meals on Wheels and have a central location for, and then it'll be nice to have a new building that we can do events for with our senior citizens. So that will be a senior citizen center. I know we've had a lot of questions, and I know Huntington City's had a lot of questions on what's going on there. So yes, that will be our new senior citizen center Huntington building there.
And that's just going to be massive for the community. So, again, props to you guys for kind of helping get that started and really putting it together. And then, speaking of building, we always like to give a shout-out to some departments within the county each time we have you on. So who would you like to shout-out this time?
Yeah, let's give a shout-out to our building department and also our building department as well as our cleaning of our facilities. With the county fair, we had a lot of people going through our county buildings and libraries, and we just appreciate all of our help, not only cleaning our buildings, but we are remodeling our county office administrative building. And so we've redone some offices with security walls. We're currently looking at redoing bathrooms and upgrading carpets and things like that. So just a shout out to Kyle and his team with building maintenance and definitely our cleaning crew throughout the county.
Yeah, and they're just putting in a lot of hard work into these projects. So just like we've been talking about all day, there's so much going on in Emory County right now. And something big coming up right now is the start of school.
Yes, I love to hear the drums from the marching band. I'm definitely a sports fan, so love the marching band, football. I'm definitely a golf fan, too, so golf's coming up. But, yeah, a lot of excitement surround. Well, the kids aren't excited about school, but I think the parents are. But I'm just excited for the buzz of school starting and new beginnings and things like that. So that's definitely going to impact us in the next week or two. So that'll be good.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, we just appreciate all the support, and then stay tuned to our commission meetings, our city council meetings. It's a lot of work to try to improve community, and we need everybody's support to be on committees, to be on boards, as well as volunteers to get things done. So we just, if you want to be involved, let us know, and we would definitely put you to work. So, yep, just wanted to give a thanks to the community for everything they've done this year.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk with us. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about all things Emory County today. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.